学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。今天我们请到的老师是壮壮老师。
Hello， 我们今天给大家推荐的这个仪式两段讲话都不长，一个是差不多4:30，一个是差不多6:30。那这两段呢，咱们先看一下，就是这个考题会对应着是什么。第一个呢，讲的是 My Underwater Robot。Robot 是什么玩意儿啊？
Robot 是机器人，
对，机器人。那就说这个机器人呢，在考试里边会怎么样用呢？有许多的雅思考试里边的一类就是东西、物品。
Object。
对，比如说你得到的礼物，明白吧？
嗯。
或者是你要买的东西啊，或者是你碰见过的一个什么东西。
嗯。
所以东西这一类的呢，如果你要想用 Robot 来做素材，
谁都想不到。
对，就比较新颖了。再来呢，就是技术。啊，关于新的技术、新的发明、新的这个创造，还有对你生活有影响的种种技术类的，都可以，也可以用 robot 这个素材。
嗯，最高端的技术就是 robot，
机器人啊。以后这个，像前几天我还跟我爸说呢，我们家人现在正在找保姆。我爸说，你看咱们找保姆吧，你还得要找那个能干活，可是又不能吃的太多、不能太懒的人，是吧？后来我说，那您就找一个 robot 合适，是吧？
不用吃饭，
也不洗澡，对，然后呢，你也不用喂他，他也不休息，他就日夜的给你值班，只要你把那个程序给他设计好了，是不是？
对。
好，那所以咱们看这个机器人，他能干嘛啊？来，咱们先听这一段，第一段机器人的这一段。
ROV stands for Remote Operated Vehicle, which in our case means our little robot sends live video across that ultra-thin tether back to the computer topside. It's open source, meaning we publish and share all of our design files and all of our code online, allowing anyone to modify or improve or change the design. It's built with mostly off-the-shelf parts and costs about 1,000 times cheaper than the ROVs James Cameron used to explore the Titanic.Scientists use ROVs to explore the oceans. Oil and gas companies use them for exploration and construction. What we've built isn't unique. It's how we built it that's really unique. So I want to give you a quick story of how it got started. So a few years ago, my friend Eric and I decided we wanted to explore this underwater cave in the foothills of the Sierras. We'd heard this story about lost gold from a gold rush era robbery, and we wanted to go up there. Unfortunately, we didn't have any money, and we didn't have any tools to do it. So Eric had an initial design idea for a robot, but we didn't have all the parts figured out. So we did what anybody would do in our situation. We asked the internet for help. More specifically, we created this website, openrov.com, and shared our intentions and our plans. For the first few months, it was just Eric and I talking back to each other on the forums. But pretty soon, we started to get feedback from makers and hobbyists, and then actually professional ocean engineers who, you know, had some suggestions for what we should do. We learned a lot, we kept prototyping, and eventually we decided we wanted to go to the cave. We were ready. So about that time, our little expedition became quite a story, and it got picked up in the New York Times, and we were pretty much just overwhelmed with interest from people who wanted a kit that they could build this open ROV themselves. So we decided to put the project on Kickstarter.And when we did, we raised our funding goal in about 2 hours and all of a sudden had this money to make these kits. We're still publishing all the designs online, encouraging anyone to build these themselves. That's the only way that we could have done this. It's by being open source, we've created this distributed R&D network, and we're moving faster than any venture-backed counterpart. But the actual robot is really only half the story. The real potential, the long-term potential, is with this community of DIY ocean explorers,that are forming all over the globe. What can we discover when there's thousands of these devices roaming the seas? So you're probably all wondering, the cave, did you find the gold? Well, we didn't find any gold, but we decided that what we found was much more valuable. It was this glimpse into a potential future for ocean exploration. It's something that's not limited to the James Camerons of the world, but something that we're all participating in. It's an underwater world we're all exploring together.
这个 speaker is by the name of David Lang. He is a maker who taught himself to become an amateur oceanographer. Or he taught a robot to be one for him. In a charming talk, Lang, a TED fellow, showed how he and the network of ocean lovers teamed up to build open source, low cost underwater explorers. 所以这个人呢，他是个 maker 啊，就是 maker 这个 title 挺好玩的，就是制作东西的人。
嗯，
说明这个人手很巧，是吧？
我之前是做科技报道的记者，然后呢，在科技界有两类人，
嗯，
一类人呢叫 geeks，
极客，
另一类人呢就叫做 maker，
啊，就是动手能力。
对。
然后他说这个人呢是 taught himself to become someone， 所以说明他是自学成才呢，还是说是科班训练出身的呢？Taught himself, teach himself.
他是自学的。
没错，自学成才的。但是他做什么东西呢？他是一个 amateur。Amateur 是相对于 professional。Professional 是职业的，那 amateur 呢？
就是业余的。
对了，他是 amateur oceanographer。Ocean 和 photographer 放在一起。
Ocean 是海洋嘛？
嗯。
Photographer 是摄影师。那么 ocean photographer 或者说
oceanographer
一定就是专门拍海洋的人。
对，可是海洋这种环境呢，它其实有人就是受水的压力的影响，深入到一定的情况就深入不下去了，所以这时候他就需要一个 robot， 他是这个做 robot 的人。所以呢，他说呢 ，In this charming talk， this guy shows how he and the network of ocean lovers teamed up to build open source low cost underwater explorers， 就是他们其实是有一堆这个海洋爱好者 ocean lovers。啊，去一起做了这么一个玩意儿啊，然后呢去拍海底世界，也挺有意思的吧？你说这个 maker 哈、啊、这一类人，
创客，
嗯，创客。好，那我们再听一遍。
ROV stands for Remote Operated Vehicle, which in our case means our little robot sends live video across that ultra thin tether back to the computer topside. It's open source, meaning we publish and share all of our design files and all of our code online, allowing anyone to modify or improve or change the design. It's built with mostly off-the-shelf parts and costs about 1,000 times cheaper than the ROVs James Cameron used to explore the Titanic. Scientists use ROVs to explore the oceans. Oil and gas companies use them for exploration and construction. What we've built isn't unique. It's how we built it that's really unique.So, I want to give you a quick story of how it got started. So, a few years ago, my friend Eric and I decided we wanted to explore this underwater cave in the foothills of the Sierras. We had heard this story about lost gold from a gold rush era robbery, and we wanted to go up there. Unfortunately, we didn't have any money, and we didn't have any tools to do it. So, Eric had an initial design idea for a robot, but we didn't have all the parts figured out. So, we did what anybody would do in our situation. We asked the internet for help. More specifically,We created this website, openrov.com, and shared our intentions and our plans. For the first few months, it was just Eric and I talking back to each other on the forums. But pretty soon, we started to get feedback from makers and hobbyists, and then actually professional ocean engineers who, you know, had some suggestions for what we should do. We learned a lot, we kept prototyping, and eventually we decided we wanted to go to the cave. We were ready. So about that time...Our little expedition became quite a story, and it got picked up in the New York Times, and we were pretty much just overwhelmed with interest from people who wanted a kit that they could build this open ROV themselves. So we decided to put the project on Kickstarter, and when we did, we raised our funding goal in about 2 hours and all of a sudden had this money to make these kits. We're still publishing all the designs online, encouraging anyone to build these themselves. That's the only way that we could have done this.It's by being open source, we've created this distributed R&D network, and we're moving faster than any venture-backed counterpart. But the actual robot is really only half the story. The real potential, the long-term potential, is with this community of DIY ocean explorers that are forming all over the globe. What can we discover when there's thousands of these devices roaming the seas? So you're probably all wondering, the cave, did you find the gold? Well, we didn't find any gold.But we decided that what we found was much more valuable. It was this glimpse into a potential future for ocean exploration. It's something that's not limited to the James Camerons of the world, but something that we're all participating in. It's an underwater world we're all exploring together.
好，刚才我们又听了之后，有一个词我在看的时候，我觉得大家可能不明白，没有生词。第一个词是 open， 第二个词是 source。那要是 open 横线 sourced。 你觉得是什么意思？
Open source， 开源的。
嗯，对了，就是开放源代码了。
开放源代码，这个在科技界也是很流行的一个词。
没错。
嗯，
所以说他们做的这个机器人呢，就是一个开放源代码的机器人。那它具体是什么含义啊？开放源代码？
这个我了解，开源的意思就是说我把这个程序编好了，
嗯，
共享给大家。
所以呢，这个就是刚才听到，我觉得唯一会有一些这个不明白的地方，其他的就没什么了。那我们来看一下下一段呗。下一段这个6分40秒不到的这么一段呢，是 Why I Love Vulture。所以你看，他对大自然的热爱，有的人喜欢海，有的人就喜欢动物。这个 Vulture 这个
Vulture，V-U-L-T-U-R-E， Vulture 是什么意思啊？
是秃鹰。
秃鹰、哦、
啊，但是呢，我们解释之前呢，你看他怎么描述这个玩意儿哈、啊？他是 natural garbage collector，
garbage collector， 专门收垃圾的人。
对，但是他其实是这个鹰，鹰是吃垃圾的、
嗯。
就是最近我还无独有偶看了这么一个电视报道，就说北京的这个北京师范大学天上老有好多乌鸦。
嗯，
不知道为什么，有一天我还真是傍晚的时候就去到那儿了，那天上那乌鸦就比别的地儿多好多。
嗯，
然后呢，这个电视台呢就报北京地区呢有几个地方就是乌鸦特别密集，后来就分析说这是为什么呢？因为在中国的这个概念里边，乌鸦不是什么
不祥之兆啊，那是
对、啊，它不是个吉祥物。后来就发现那个乌鸦之所以上那儿，是因为它是 garbage collector， 那个地方垃圾很多。
哦，
可瘆人了。对，好，他说这个 vultures are vital to our ecosystem. So why all the bad press? 啊，所以你看那个乌鸦没有什么吉祥事儿，这就是 bad press. Press 就是媒体了，对吧？
嗯嗯，对。
所以 bad press 呢，就是说明这个人的这个东西的口碑是
不好的。
对了，不好的。然后 ecosystem 这是什么 system?
Eco 生态的 ecosystem 生态系统。
对，所以呢，他在讲话中呢，他就讲到了呢，这种鸟呢，其实是对我们的生态系统很重要。就像我们要是有的人养鱼，鱼缸、水族馆里专门要放一种鱼叫清道夫一样，它就是专门吃垃圾。所以说，这个秃鹰呢，在这里边是一样的角色。然后这个秃鹰呢，它是你觉得它是肉食的呢，还是草食的？
我印象中应该是肉食动物 ，predator。
predator， 它是那个 carnivore。carnivore 吃肉、
啊、
你觉得这个秃鹰这个鸟，但是呢这个鸟专门食肉的鸟叫什么？这个英文我考考你，看知道不知道。你要知道的话那就爱服了you。
我知道这个食肉的动物是 carnivore， 食肉的鸟的话 carnivore bird。
还不是，有一个词儿叫 raptor
。
好了，这个 speaker 呢 is a raptor biologist andHe says we need to pay more attention to these unique and misunderstood creatures to change our perception and save the vultures. 啊，所以我们应该改变对这个鸟的看法，是不是？
嗯、对，
他说的还挺风趣的。那我们先听一遍。
I would like to talk to you about a very special group of animals. There are 10,000 species of birds in the world.Vultures are amongst the most threatened group of birds. When you see a vulture like this, the first thing that comes to your mind is, these are disgusting, ugly, greedy creatures that are just after your flesh, associated with politicians. I want to change that perception. I want to change those feelings you have for these birds, because they need our sympathy. They really do. And I'll tell you why. First of all, why do they have such a bad press?When Charles Darwin went across the Atlantic in 1832 on the Beagle, he saw the turkey vulture, and he said, these are disgusting birds with bald, scarlet heads that are formed to revel in putridity. You cannot get a worse insult, and that from Charles Darwin. You know, he changed his mind when he came back, and I'll tell you why. They've also been associated with Disney, personified as goofy, dumb,stupid characters. More recently, if you've been following the Kenyan press, these are the attributes that they associated the Kenyan MPs with. But I want to challenge that. Do you know why? Because MPs do not keep the environment clean. MPs do not help to prevent the spread of diseases. They are hardly monogamous. They are far from being extinct. And my favorite, these vultures are better looking. So, there's two types of vultures in this planet. There are the New World vultures that are mainly found in the Americas, like the condors and the caracaras. And then the Old World vultures, where we have 16 species. From these 16, 11 of them are facing a high risk of extinction. So why are vultures important? First of all, they provide vital ecological services. They clean up. They are natural garbage collectors. They clean up carcasses right to the bone. They help to kill all the bacteria. They help absorb anthrax that would otherwise spread and cause huge livestock losses and diseases in other animals. Recent studies have shown that in areas where there are no vultures, carcasses take up to 3 to 4 times to decompose, and this has huge ramifications for the spread of diseases. Vultures also have tremendous historical significance. They've been associated in ancient Egyptian culture. Nekhbet was the symbol of the protector and the motherhood, and together with the cobra, symbolized the unity between Upper and Lower Egypt. In Hindu mythology, Jatayu was the vulture god, and he risked his life in order to save the goddess Sita from the 10-headed demon Ravan. In Tibetan culture, they are performing very important sky burials. In places like Tibet, there are no places to bury the dead or wood to cremate them. So these vultures provide a natural disposal system. So what is the problem with vultures? We have 8 species of vultures that occur in Kenya, of which 6 are highly threatened with extinction. The reason is that they're getting poisoned. And the reason that they're getting poisoned is because there's human-wildlife conflicts. The pastoral communities are using this poison to target predators, and in return, the vultures are falling victim to this. In South Asia, in countries like India and Pakistan, 4 species of vultures are listed as critically endangered, which means they have less than 10 or 15 years to go extinct. And the reason is because they are falling prey by consuming livestock that has been treated with a pain-killing drug like diclofenac. This drug has now been banned for veterinary use in India, and they have taken a stand. Because there are no vultures, there's been a spread in the numbers of feral dogs at carcass dump sites. And when you have feral dogs, you have a huge time bomb of rabies. The number of cases of rabies has increased tremendously in India. Kenya is going to have one of the largest wind farms in Africa. 353 wind turbines are going to be up at Lake Turkana. I am not against wind energy, but we need to work with the governments, because wind turbines do this to birds. They slice them in half. They are bird blending machines. In West Africa, there's a horrific trade of dead vultures to serve the witchcraft and the fetish market. So what's being done? Well, we're conducting research on these birds. We're putting transmitters on them. We're trying to determine their basic ecology and see where they go. We can see that they travel different countries. So if you focus on a problem locally, it's not going to help you. We need to work with governments in regional levels. We're working with local communities. We're talking to them about appreciating vultures, about the need from within to appreciate these wonderful creatures and the services that they provide. How can you help? You can become active, make noise. You can write a letter to your government and tell them that we need to focus on these very misunderstood creatures. Volunteer your time to spread the word. Spread the word. When you walk out of this room, you will be informed about vultures. But speak to your families, to your children, to your neighbors about vultures. They are very graceful. Charles Darwin said he changed his mind because he watched them fly effortlessly without energy in the skies. Kenya, this world, will be much poorer without these wonderful species.
好，这一遍放完了之后，他提到几个病，我考考你啊。第一个病叫 rabies。
rabies。
rabies 呢，就是狂犬病。
怎么拼呢
？R A B I E S。
rabies。
对，那大家在听的时候呢，你注意到了吗？他还提到了这个鸟的许多的跟文化有关的习俗，比如说提到了那个西藏那一个地区，青藏高原都有这个习俗，就是天葬。这个天葬这个事儿呢，我记得我去青海的时候还挺有意思的，我们路过了一个天葬的台子。
嗯，
这个台子呢，当时我就司机就问说，你们知道天葬怎么回事吗？哎，我们说都不知道，可神秘了。你知道怎么回事吗？
我知道，在那边一个人去世了以后，把尸体放在一个露台上面，
哎，
然后让大自然中的鸟来去啄食它，这样它的肉体就回归自然了。
对，差不多。但是还有一个天葬师，他先得把这个人大卸八块
啊，
然后这个鸟，而且这个鸟它是有级别的，其中这个 vulture 是最高一个。我看哈，应该算是最高一个级别的。先就是来一波麻雀，完了就是盘旋啊，在这尸体上空盘旋一圈以后，咵就飞走了，报信儿去了，领来了第二批，第二级别的叫乌鸦。
乌鸦。
他又盘旋了一圈，啪又去报信儿了，最后一个级别就报到这个 vulture。然后这个 voucher 呢，他要先吃，其他的那个前面级别低的，他要先在旁边看着。后来那司机就说，这个有点像单位的领导去吃饭，差多少？最高级别的人先吃，吃完了之后说，这个 voucher 吃的肚子吃了撑得慌，怎么办呢？跑到一个很高的这个悬崖那儿，他就会那个滑翔着过去，然后呢，感觉就是他不用特别用力的去飞，然后这时候他就觉得这个灵魂。逝者的灵魂呢就被带到了天上，而且他之所以觉得这个鸟是去了天上，是因为 vulture 的尸体很少被人能够发现，所以大家都觉得这种鸟其实就是消失在天上了，是这么一个习俗。
通过这种方式让一个人最后的灵魂升天了。
哎，对了哈，大家可以多听一下这个鸟，它在这个文化这个层面，还有在它的实际的生物环保这方面是什么样的。我就想问一下，这个题能不能用在雅思考试里边描述动物的话题？
如果让你描述鸟的话，你就可以描述了。
对，第二一个，如果说这个社会问题是由政府和个人都能做贡献的，这个你同意还是不同意？能不能用？
可以用的吧？
可以用的，是吧？所以说，比如说像这种大规模的鸟类的保护，那政府它应该干嘛呢？比如说它做科研，这是政府需要做的，对不对？因为它有教育机构，它可以统筹安排。但是个人也是可以的，比如说像这个 speaker， 就是因为他的这个讲话，就可以提高了公众对于这种鸟的认识，提高公众意识。这个词应该咋说？
Raise the public consciousness。
对，或者你也可以用promote public awareness。所以说呢，社会问题，所有社会问题的解决，大家都可以说政府怎样，个人怎么样。然后你举例子的时候，你就可以说，比如说拯救这种秃鹰这种鸟，是吧？可以怎样怎样。所以这个素材其实是用的可以很广泛。
这个题材可以用在好多方面哈。
对，正所谓是像北京烤鸭似的，一鸭好几吃。
嗯，把鸟给吃了。
好，那今天咱们就这些。如果观众有问题的话，
可以给我们发邮件，我们的邮箱地址是 question@am774.com， 是 question@am774.com。如果你想订阅每天的节目预告以及更多英语学习资料，欢迎大家订阅我们的微信公众号，我们的微信公众号的名字叫做大学生英语在线。大学生英语在线，最后感谢大家的收听，也谢谢壮壮老师的陪伴，我们下期节目再见。
Well, I'm just people watching the other people watching me.The other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true if we believe Touch my hand.